Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you join us in the breakfast huddle this Wednesday morning, and it's time for The Bigger Picture.
Yeah, so this is somewhat inspired by Ryan's common use of the word FOMO, fear of missing out. And it's interesting because you've got interest rates very low and fund managers are flocking to find value in fixed income.
Yeah, so where is the value? It turns out one place to look at is China. And with that FOMO mood going on, it seems like more foreign investors are piling into the Chinese bond market. In fact, if you look at the foreign inflows to Chinese bonds, it reached an all-time high in the second quarter at a mark of $33.5 billion. And in July alone, inflows were at around $20 billion. So that is the highest month on record. So there is quite a bit of momentum building up. To get a bigger picture, we've got Bruce Jiang. He is the portfolio manager for CSOP Asset Management. Morning, Bruce. How are you doing?
Thank you, Ronnie. Hi, thanks.
Hey, Bruce, you've been tracking this sector very closely for many years. Walk us through what's been happening here. Why are foreign investors so attracted by Chinese bonds right now? What are you seeing on the client side?
Yeah, thank you. Actually, China's bond market now is too big to be ignored. With its total size of US dollar, $50 trillion, the China bond market now is the world's second largest, just below the United States. And as China continues to liberalize its capital markets, we have seen continuing foreign inflow into onshore China bond markets. For example, as of July this year, foreign investors hold nearly renminbi 2.7 trillion, or equivalent to over US dollar 380 billion of onshore China bonds. And around 9% of onshore China treasury bonds are held by these foreign investors.
And when you talk about bonds, Bruce, are you referring more to the government debt, or is there also a momentum building up in the corporate side as well?
I mainly refer to the central government bond, as the central government bond has a very quite different profile as compared to Chinese corporate bond. We still need more improvement in terms of the transparency. Mm. And now the Chinese central government bond is rated as A1 or A+ by Moody's and S&P. Actually, these qualities same as Japan treasury bonds.
Yeah, transparency is quite important when you think about things like Luckin Coffee. That scandal still yet to be resolved. So there is clearly quite an attraction and momentum building up for Chinese bonds. Walk us through the type of yields and how it compares with the rest of the world.
Yeah, definitely. Now the Chinese 10-year treasury bond is over 3%. Which is 2.4% higher than the U.S. 10-year treasury yield and 2% higher than the Singapore 10-year government bond yield. And in the history, China treasury bond also managed to achieve a decent return and low volatility with return risk ratio more than one.
So low volatility and, of course, higher rates seems to be attracting these foreign investors into Chinese bonds. Bruce Jiang, portfolio manager for CSOP Asset Management, on the line with us. So when you look at these bonds, what's also been happening is the reform of the financial sector. So this has actually made it more accessible to for investors to get hold of these Chinese bonds.
Yeah, actually, sometimes these China bonds is deemed as a institutional play. But it actually is available to high net worth and retail investors as well. Specific to onshore China bond markets, international investors now can access onshore China bond markets by various routes, such as CIBM Direct and Bond Connect. And an ETF strategy with relatively low cost and diversified bond holdings offered by asset managers with onshore China access would solve the investment China obstacle and minimum entry threshold. For example, the minimum investment amount can be as low as $100 for an ETF vehicle, and this would help mass and affluent investors to access the market quickly and efficiently. Then investors can choose to trade a fixed income ETF on exchange like a stock instead of touching the underlying bonds.
Yeah, there is this impression that it is hard to trade these bonds, but that is slowly changing. How liquid are the bonds when you think about how... There is this impression as well that the Chinese capital markets are closed, so it's hard to shift money around. Is that changing, and how fast is this changing?
Yeah, actually, China onshore bond market liquidity has improved a lot thanks to the Chinese authorities' efforts, in particular for China treasury bonds with large issued size in recent years. Now the newly issued onshore treasury bonds can be traded with very tight spreads, tighter than most emerging market debts, dollar high yield bonds, and even some investment grade bonds. This improves the investability of Chinese bond markets and makes an ETF strategy tracking the market much easier with potentially lower tracking error. For example, a liquid China Treasury bond's daily volume can be up to RMB 300 to 500 million, which means in most cases, an ETF China bond holding can be bought or liquidated easily during the same day.
Yeah, and Bruce, just to wrap things up, right, we've got this, you know, recovery picture in China. What can we expect in the bonds market? Are we going to be looking for the Chinese government to push more government debt for fundraising?
Yeah, I believe in this year, China may supply more government bonds to support various sectors in their domestic economy. But looking ahead, we still optimistic on the China bond market. For example, I believe the relative high coupon, stable price, and RMB resilience should support the total return of onshore China Treasury bonds. With average coupon rate over 3.2%, China Treasury bond has a big advantage versus major developed market bonds. And this also potentially provides a stable income source for investors seeking for yield. And as China's central bank is adopting a neutral monetary policy, a modest economy recovery, its bond price in RMB local currency term should be stable, which means the yield advantage should be kept in the near term. And also, RMB should also got supported as China has relatively healthy recovery with prudent monetary policy versus its developed market peers, which still struggle to fight against the virus with loose policy stance. Since late May, RMB has gained nearly 4.8% against the US dollar. And one potential downside risk is the rising U.S.-China tension. But since the phase one trade deal between the two countries is still on track, the risk on RMB is limited as of now.
Yeah, so that is the picture for Chinese bonds. There is an attractive yield, but of course, look out for the risk factors in the form of the U.S.-China tensions. We've been chatting with Bruce Zhang. He is the portfolio manager for CSOP Asset Management. Bruce, thank you so much for walking us through what's happening on the Chinese bonds market.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.